Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is VPR News. Governor Phil Scott says he will veto the newly passed budget unless lawmakers agree not to increase the state's non-residential property tax rate. Scott says he's giving legislative leaders until Thursday, tomorrow, to find a solution that meets his requirements. The governor wants to use one-time surplus money to stabilize all property tax rates, but legislative leaders argue that's a mistake. They're backing a plan to stabilize residential property tax rates and put additional money into the teachers' retirement fund. Scott says that plan isn't good enough.
The likelihood is growing every day that I'll be vetoing that budget. I don't see that there's any other, I have any other choice in some respects, because there is no incentive for anyone to come back to the table if those rates are going to increase by July 1.
House Speaker Mitzi Johnson says the House will not give in to the governor's demands, and this could set up a veto override vote in the House next week. A student at Harwood Union High School has been cited to appear in court today after police reviewed threatening posts the student was making on Facebook about doing a school shooting. State police say they were contacted by the high school's principal, who became concerned about the posts. They say the 15-year-old student is being charged with criminal threatening and disorderly conduct by electronic device. State police will be present at Harwood Union High School during the morning arrival today. The head of a Vermont program aimed at attracting Quebec businesses to expand to Vermont says possible tariffs from Canada could hurt that effort. Gail Stevenson heads the Vermont-Quebec Enterprise Initiative and says no Quebec business has decided not to expand to Vermont based on the trade dispute, but she says some have voiced their concerns.
Everybody is sort of in a waiting game trying to see what specific tariffs may or may not be imposed and how that will impact their specific business. So it's more the uncertainty at this point than any specific outcome that is worrisome.
Canada is considering placing new tariffs on a variety of U.S. products July 1st, following President Trump's duties on Canadian steel and aluminum. Trump has also considered new tariffs on Canadian auto exports. A group opposed to a project called New Vistas has purchased property in the area where the development is planned. The Valley News reports the 218-acre parcel in Sharon and Stratford was bought by the Alliance for Vermont Communities, which was formed to fight the planned 20,000-person community. Utah engineer and developer David Hall has been buying up land near the birthplace of Mormon Church founder Joseph Smith. He wants to build a community on 5,000 acres based on a plan drawn up by Smith in the early 1800s. The Alliance says their land will be used for recreation and some timber harvesting instead. Eye in the sky today, increasing clouds, rising chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms, highs mid-70s to around 80 degrees.